It's time for action.
It's time for change.
It's time for fairness.
It's time for inclusion.
Not tomorrow.
Not the next day.
Not in the future.
But now.
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 That's an extract from a video launching Now Australia. The campaign aims to raise $250,000 to help victims of sexual harassment speak up and access counselling and legal services. Prominent Carnival Chief Executive Anne Sherry has been named patron of the organisation. Led by independent journalist Tracy Spicer, Now describes itself as a non-partisan coalition committed to ending industrial and systemic sexual harassment of all people in Australia.
We've been consulting with all sectors over the past 2 months, women's legal and health centres, unions, government, business. What we want to do is to fill in the gaps and bring everyone together so we can change the structures to protect the next generation who are going into the workforce.
The organisation is inspired by the Time's Up movement, begun by Hollywood celebrities in the United States earlier this year. More than 300 high-profile women in Hollywood, including actors Meryl Streep and Kate Blanchett, unveiled the initiative to tackle sexual harassment in workplaces. The campaign has a special focus on women employed in low-skilled and low-paid jobs. The initiative came after the Harvey Weinstein sexual misconduct scandal that brought down powerful men in the entertainment industry, but also in politics and the media. Ms. Spicer says the Australian organisation has attracted some high-profile celebrities in support of its campaign, including Tina Arena, Deborah Mailman and Missy Higgins.
Those ambassadors are putting themselves at enormous risk by sharing their stories and putting themselves forward to raise money for people in all industries so they don't have to go through the same thing. I take my hat off to them. I think it's tremendously powerful.
In October last year, Ms. Spicer put the call out for stories of sexual harassment in the media. She says she received more than 1,500 responses from a wide range of industries, so the Now Fund will not be limited to the media. Ms. Spicer connected some of the victims to media organisations. That led to accusations of sexual harassment against television gardening guru Don Burke and actor Craig McLaughlin, who have both denied the allegations. Senior lecturer Robin Johns of the University of Technology Sydney Business School says despite women's increased participation in the workplace, sexual harassment remains rife.
Well, I think what you find is a lot of women, what they simply want in work is to be respected. And obviously we're seeing a rise in the number of women in the workplace. In fact, we've pretty much got parity. And yet the issues that we're still seeing are things like verbal sexual suggestions or jokes in the workplace, that sort of leering or accidental brushes up against people. Certainly with things like, you know, the Me Too campaign, Time Out, I think this is encouraging younger women to speak out, but it's not going to change overnight.
Ms. John says despite strong anti-harassment laws in Australia, their enforcement is often up to individual companies. She says the public attention focused on the issue in recent months has led to many companies reviewing their policies and procedures for handling complaints. Companies are also looking more closely at training and development for staff, including managers. But Ms. John says the gender imbalance that exists at senior levels remains a major part of the problem.
As soon as we bring up this topic straight away, people tend to jump and sort of say, you know, what about men? They get sexually harassed as well. And certainly they do, but we don't see it to the same extent. The prevalence just isn't there. And partly because I think, you know, you've got more men in those senior level positions, so they're in that position of power. We have less women in those roles, and when they do get there, they don't want to, you know, risk that opportunity.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.